The Afghan by Frederick Forsyth, read by Stephen Crossley. Part 1, Stingray. Chapter 1. If the young Talib bodyguard had known that making the cell phone call would kill him, he would not have done it. But he did not know, so he did, and it did. On the 7th of July 2005, four suicide bombers let off their haversack bombs in central London. They killed 52 commuters and injured about 700, leaving at least 100 crippled for life. Three of the four were British-born and raised, but of Pakistani immigrant parentage. The fourth was a Jamaican by birth, British by naturalisation, and had converted to Islam. He and one other were still teenagers. The third was 22, and the group leader 30. All had been radicalised or brainwashed into extreme fanaticism, not abroad, but right in the heart of England, after attending extremist mosques and listening to similar preachers. Within 24 hours of the explosion, they had been identified and traced to various residences in and around the northern city of Leeds. Indeed, all had spoken with varying strengths of Yorkshire accent. The leader was a special needs teacher called Mohammed Siddiq Khan. During the scouring of their homes and possessions, the police discovered a small treasure trove that they chose not to reveal. There were four receipts showing that one of the senior two had bought cell phones of the buy, use and throw variety, tri-band versions usable almost anywhere in the world, and each containing a prepaid SIM card worth about £20 sterling. The phones had all been bought for cash, and all were missing. But the police traced their numbers and red-flagged them all, in case they ever came on.